Brian Lewis, and I have had the pleasure of being affiliated with your church. I have had the pleasure of also being affiliated with Hope Church for the last almost 7 years. I've had the honor of serving Hope Church as one of the elders, and then I also every so often come and speak in the English service.
Brian Lewis 弟兄，他在我们教授教会有服侍，在Hope Church 也有服侍Hope教会，他已经在Hope教会七年，是他们的一个长老。他经常到我们的这个英文堂给我们的年轻人来有时候讲道。
We're going to do more of a study than really preaching and all. There is difference in teaching and preaching.
今天跟大家一起来学习。
There are going to be some principles that we are going to study as from the Bible as individuals as well as believers collectively as a church.
那作为个人以及整个教会来讲，我们要学习圣经上的一些原则。
Let's open in prayer.
祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
Bowing before you and asking for your forgiveness of our sins.
我来到你面前，求你原谅我们的罪。
Submitting before the Holy Spirit's authority.
我们把自己交托在圣灵的前面。
Asking you, Father, that you may open our hearts and minds.
你来开启我们的心灵。
That you may allow the Holy Spirit to work in us.
你让圣灵在我们中间工作。
That your word may become a part of us.
你也成为我们的一部分。
That we may live as changed people. And Father, that what we hear, we may carry with us into the world around.
让我们听到的让使我们做得更好。
We ask this in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
我们祷告于圣子耶稣基督的名。
Amen. If you're like me, you will, if you watch the news, if you look at the condition of the world,you will probably not see a lot of happiness around the world.
如果你跟我一样，今天看看这个世界的话，你可能要看到这世界上有很多不令人高兴的事情。
It is difficult to understand as to why there would be so much misery and pain.
有时候很难明白为什么有这么多的苦难和痛苦。
When the world as a whole is richer than it has ever been before.
这些苦难和痛苦是发生在我们现在这个社会是比以往更加富足的这么一个情况下。
The technology has advanced to the point like never before.
我们的科技进步。
And the world still looks for answers.
可是这个世界仍在寻求答案。
The world still looks for peace.
仍在寻求和平。
The world still looks for joy and hope.
是在寻求喜乐和希望。
So the question comes to mind is, what is the role of the church today?
那么今天要问的问题就是教会里的原则是什么？
Let's define church.
教会里的教会的这个角色应该是什么
So let's define what the church is. Church is you and me.
那么我们先定一下这个教会是什么，教会就是你和我。
As the world continues to become a difficult place,
那这个世界世上的情况越来越困难的情况下，
should the church just sit down and wait for us to be lifted up in the air?
我们教会是不是应该就坐在那里等到 等待这个神来提升我们。
As it is written in the book of Revelation.
就像启示录里说的那样，等待神来提。
Or should we do what the church has been called by God to do?
我们是不是还，或者是我们应该做按照神的呼召来做？
We are called to be the light and salt of the earth.
我们是神的呼召，我们来做这个世界上的光和盐。
Should we continue to be the beacon of light?
我们是不是应该继续做这个一个灯塔
？That the world desperately needs today.
作为这个世界所需要的这样一个灯塔。
A little bit of background on the teaching that is being taught today.
那么他讲一点这个背景。
In the English service, we are going through purpose-driven life.
在这个英文堂讲道中，他们正在讲这个标杆人生。
The book was written by Pastor Rick Warren a few years back.
标杆人生是大家都熟悉，是这个 Rick Warren 牧师在几年前写的一本书。
All the principles are very Bible based.
那所有他提到的这些原则都是以圣经为根据的。
The book starts with saying that you need to have a purpose in life.
那么书里提到你首先要在人生中需要有一个目标。
In the earlier years of my young life.
在他的年轻的时候。
I was affiliated with the shipping industry.
他是在这个航运业。
And I would see the ships coming from from the shipyards where the ships are built.
那他看到这个轮船从这个船坞出厂。
Every ship had a steering wheel.
每一条船都有这个都有桨，都有这个，对。
Every ship had an engine.
每个 ship 对每一条船都有这个机器。
Imagine if a new ship is put out into sea without a purpose.
那么大家想象一下，如果有一条船，如果没有任何目标的话，被放到海中，它会是什么样子？
The ship is expected to just drift in the sea for the next 30-40 years.
那么这条船将在海中漂流流失。
Till it rusts and is eventually destroyed.
它将会慢慢的生锈，慢慢的毁坏掉。
So, fair to say that the ship did not serve its purpose.
那么这样说，这样一条船的话是没有一个目标的这样一个船。
Same is the case with human life.
人也是一样。
God created us all with specific purpose.
神造我们，给我们每一个人都有一个目标。
We need to not be like the ship that just stays adrift without a purpose.
我们不应该像一个没有目标的船一样。
It is God's desire that He His plan is worked through us.
神的设计就是让他的计划通过我们来实现。
There are five purposes that have been defined in the book of in the purpose-driven life book.
在这个标杆人生中有讲了五个目标。
The first one is we were created for God's pleasure.
第一个是我们是为神的喜悦所创造的。
When we read Revelation 4:11,
我们看启示录第四章十一节。
John is saying, "God, you Lord, you created us for your pleasure."
神说了，我的主，我的神，你创造了我们。
Bringing pleasure to God is worship.
让神喜悦就是敬拜神。
Anything that we do that pleases God is worship.
我们所做的每一件事能够如果让神喜悦的话就是在敬拜神。
What when we gather here and sing his praises and pray?
当我们在这里聚集唱诗来敬拜。
we are worshiping him.
我们是在敬拜神。
But when we are doing what he has gifted us to do,
当我们按照他赐予我们的能力所做事情的时候，
outside the church, we are worshiping as well.
我们也是在敬拜神。
A couple of examples here. We read Paul's story, where Paul in Philippians 1:21 says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
举个例子，就是保罗在刚才读到的腓立比书第一章二十一节讲到，就是因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Paul's life became worship.
这个保罗的整个生命是在敬拜神。
Paul left his prestigious position as a Pharisee.
保罗离开他原有尊贵的这个位置，法利赛人的作为一个法利赛人。
He was a member of Sanhedrin, the high court of the Jewish high court.
他是一个这个法利赛人里面这个犹太人里面比较这个地位比较高的一群人之一。
To be beaten, to be chained, to be house arrested.
然后他最后是被打被关。被拴在这个铁链上。
To proclaim the gospel, because that was the form of worship God had chosen for him.
他这样做是为了传福音，因为这是神选择他来做的。
Another example is of David.
另一个例子是讲大卫。
David was a shepherd that was chosen by God to be a king.
大卫是神选从一个牧羊人牧羊的小孩选成一个作为做王的这样一个人。
David worshipped when he poured his heart out in Psalms.
大卫的敬拜就是当他在这个诗篇里唱各种各样的诗的时候，他是在敬拜神。
He wrote nearly half the book of Psalms.
那么诗篇里有一半的这个敬拜神的诗歌是大卫来写的。
David also worshipped when he left the decorum of a king. You understand what decorum is? Meaning the rituals and customs of a king.
这个大卫不是不以这个不被这个做王的这些规则所拘束。
The practices of a king, right? And danced in the streets and in the temple.
他在这个圣殿前面的大街上跳舞。
His heart, mind, and soul became one with God in worship.
他的这个心灵和神融在一起，在敬拜神。
And David was called a man after God's own heart.
那么他被人称作这个合神心意的王人。
So the idea being that we are created to worship God.
这就是说我们被创造就是来敬拜神。
And when we are using our gifts and talents that He has given us,
当我们用神赐给我们的各种各样的能力和天赋的时候，
to be the best parent that we can be,
我们可以做可以做一个最好的父母，
to be the best teacher or a doctor that we can be,
可以做一个最好的老师，
to be the best servant that we can be,
做一个最好的仆人。
As we give glory to God in our works, we are worshiping God.
在我们的各种各样工作中，如果我们做的最好的话，我们是在敬拜神。
Next Sunday is Father's Day, and one of the primary responsibilities of parents is to understand the gifts God has given for their children.
下个星期就是父亲节了。这个神给这个 就是当父母的能做的，就是让孩子知道他们神给他们什么样的天赋。
And you as parents have a responsibility to encourage and nourish their gifts, help grow their gifts.
我们作为父母是有义务来让孩子明白，并且来发展他们神给赐予他们的这个才能。
So that your children can worship God through the gifts He has given.
那么我们的孩子可以通过神赐给的这样的天赋和才能来敬拜神。
The second purpose is that we are formed for God's family.
我们第二个目标是我们是为神的家庭所建立的。
Our God is a God of relationships.
我们的神是一个这个God of relation 是注重这种关系的这样一个神。
When Jesus was asked what is the top commandment,
当那个耶稣被问到这个最大的诫命是什么东西的时候，
He said, "Love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul."
他就说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
And he said the second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself.
那么第二个诫命就是说要爱人如己。
When we love God, we are worshiping God.
我们爱神的时候，我们就是在敬拜神。
When we are loving our neighbor, we are fellowshipping.
当我们爱我们的邻里的邻居的时候，我们就是在进行这样团契的这样的一个工作。
The Greek word for fellowship is koinonia.
Yeah, 他刚才讲一个希腊语叫这个 fellowship, 叫团契这个词儿叫
koinonia.
Koinonia, 我不知道这个英文，这英文翻译翻成英文再翻成中文就是团契了，就但是它就有希腊语这么专门一个词。
Koinonia means deep and close relationship.
他这个意思就是深厚和这个亲密的这种关系。
The church has a responsibility to exercise koinonia.
教会有责任来这个大家来练习来操练这种关系。
You and I have a responsibility to have deep relationship with each other.
你和我都有这种义务来操练这种互相之间的这个深厚的这种关系。
Romans 12:9 says, "Love must be sincere."
罗马书第十二章第九节讲，爱人不可虚假。
Sick, healthy people do not go to a hospital.
健康的人是不必去医院的。
Similarly, a sinless person does not have to come to church.
同样来讲，如果一个人没有罪的话，也不必要，没有必要来到教会。
We come to church because we need God.
我们来教会的话是因为我们需要神。
Who knows everything?
这位神知道一切。
We come to church also because we need other people like us.
我们来到教会也是因为我们需要其他和我们一样的人。
We all deal with challenges and difficulties.
我们都知道各种各样的挑战和困难。
So,There is no need for us to hide our weaknesses with each other.
所以在我们之间没有必要来隐瞒我们自己的这种软弱。
God expects us that in the family of, in His family, we are sincere with our pains, with our hurts, with our difficulties.
我们神来期望我们在他自己的家中，我们彼此之间是让大家都有一种真实的 对受伤都所受的伤害都是真实的这种表露。
So we need the word is authentic, meaning true.
所以说这个神是真实的，这个我们需要的这个要做的一件事是要真实。
So we need to be true to each other.
我们要对彼此之间我们要也要真实。
To have good deep relationships.
来有一个这个好的而且是深厚的这样一个关系。
Romans 12:10 says, honor one another above yourselves.
在罗马书第十二章第十节讲到要爱兄弟要彼此亲热恭敬人要彼此推让。
We are all different from all different backgrounds.
我们各自的这个背景都不同。
Some of us are rich and some of us are not.
有人富足，有人不是很富足。
Some of us have high positions, some of us have low positions.
有些人做一些高职位的工作，有人做一些比较低职位的工作。
But at the foot of the cross, we are all at the same level.
但是在十字架的前面我们都是一样的。
We need to honor each other. We need to honor each other and view each other as God's precious creations.
我们要彼此恭敬让看对方都是彼此都是同样是神的创造。
While the world looks for number one position,
当这个世界在世界里要寻找的是最好的最高的职位。
Jesus said, take a lowly position.
那么耶稣说要谦卑要做要用要寻求这个低的职位。
Let others honor you and put you in the seat of honor.
让别人来恭敬你把你来放到这个应当受尊敬的位置。
So being courteous is another building block in relationships.
所以在我们的关系中，这种恭敬和礼貌是一个另外一个主要的这个因素。
So pay attention to the young, the old, the rich.
所以我们要对无论是年轻人、老年人。富有的还是缺乏的我们都要同样的关注
Pay attention to the poor, the well educated and the less educated
我们无论是这个受高等教育的还是受教育比较少的我们同样的关注
Because they are God's precious creations
因为他们都是神宝贵的创造
There is a third building block There is a third building block which we get from Hebrews 10:24.
第三个原则就是是从这个希伯来书第十章二十四节里讲到的。
We are supposed to encourage each other to good deeds.
我们要彼此相顾。
No. Barnabas was.Known for being an encourager. Barnabas was known for being an encourager. Barnabas.
对不起我这个人名不是很熟。巴拉巴他说这个讲到提到巴拉巴这个圣经里这个人。
He was an encourager for Paul and for Mark.
他的这个圣经里所提到他是一个有勇气的人。
That's a gift that we need to exercise.
这是一个我们也需要操练的这个一方面。
We are supposed to honor each other.
我们需要对彼此恭敬。
We are also supposed to hold each other accountable.
我们也要彼此要让彼此对彼此这个负责任。
We are to hold each other accountable gracefully.
我们这应该有一个这个 gracefully 一个比较怎么讲这个就是大家这个在要对彼此要负责任，但是是一个比较好的这样一个态度，负责任。
Not aiming to put each other down，
而不是说让彼此感到这个让彼此压制彼此。
Not aiming to hurt each other，
也不是彼此来伤害。
We are supposed to encourage each other to have Christ-like character.
我们应该互相鼓励，让我们来建造一个像耶稣一样的这样一种性格。
In different situations, Bible provides specific processes.
在不同的情况下，这个这个圣经里有讲到不同的这个做法。
That ensure that we can resolve problems with each other.
来帮助我们，在彼此之间解决问题。
Without dishonoring each other.
而解决问题，但不是来彼此这个贬低自各彼此之间这样关系。
Bible allows us to even be angry, but with righteous anger.
这个圣经允许我们发怒，但是要是以这个公义的这样一种形式来发怒。
Christ gave us the example on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上给我们一个很好的这个例子。
He was being crucified while he was sinless.
他虽然毫无犯罪，但是还是被在十字架上处死。
And Christ still said, "Lord, forgive them."
耶稣还是这样讲，神父啊，你宽恕他们。
Another building block is hospitality.
还有一个主要的原则是这个要热情好客。
Martha's ministry was to be hospitable.Serving.
马大的这个他的这个侍奉实际上是一种好客这样一个侍奉。
She served Christ and the guests when Jesus was at their house.
当耶稣来到他家中的时候，他好客的来招待耶稣以及其他客人。
We need to look for opportunities to serve each other.
我们应该寻找各种各样的机会来彼此侍奉。
Guests and visitors need to see the spirit of service in us.
我们的客人要让我们的客人看到我们这样一个侍奉的心。
Whether it is sickness or different events.
无论是在别人有病的时候，还是还有其他。事情的时候情况下
and the workload grows and there is more work
或者是这种释放这个是工作量是比较大的
we need to provide the helping hand
当工作很多的时候，我们要提出为我们的这个旁边的人提出帮助。
Romans 12:16 says we need to live in unity.
我们在这个罗马书12章16节的时候要讲到要彼此同心。
When we as a church fight, we become a poor testimony of Christ.
当我们作为一个教会，我们之间有争竞的时候，我们就。就不是一个神愿意到来的这么一个。
We are embarrassing Christ and we cannot win souls for him.
那我们就让神感到这个，我们就羞辱了神，对。
Satan uses stripes. Satan uses fighting as a weapon.
那我们就让撒旦来利用我们之间的彼此的相争，来就受撒旦利用。
Romans 12:16 also asks for unity as a whole church.
这个罗马书十二章十六节也就讲到对这个教会来讲，教会强调教会的团结。
Which means we are not supposed to be creating these subgroups in the church that are closed.
那就是说，我们不应该在教会中来产生各种各样的这种小团体。
All the rich people getting together and not wanting to allow anyone else to come in.
比如说这个富裕的人大家在一起不让别人的人进来。
All the educated people getting together and not allowing others to be their friends.
或者是这个高受教育比较高的人聚集在一起。
All corporate executives getting together.Again, not to allow others to come in.
或者是在这个公司里职位比较高的人，只是他们聚集在一起。
Are all a lack of unity.
这都是没有团结的这样一种表现。
And Paul in Romans warns us against this.
这个保罗在罗马书中说，他需要我们，需要教会有团结。
If God had liked one race, He would have created only one race.
如果神只喜欢一个种族的人，他那么他就会仅仅会创造这一个种族而已。
If He had liked only one flower, He would have created only one flower.
如果他仅仅喜欢一种花的话，他就只创造这一种花好了。
But God really likes bouquets.
但是这个神是喜欢一个大的花束，各种各样的花。
He likes when different flowers are pulled together to create beauty for His glory.
他喜欢各种各样的花在一起，这样是更美丽，更荣耀神。
Church needs to display that beauty.
作为一个教会，我们也需要显现这样一种美好。
Different people with different backgrounds coming together at the feet of the cross.
各种各样的人，各种背景的人来到一起，来到这个神的，来到十字架的前面。
So we began by asking the question, what is the role of the church in these difficult times?
我们在讲到开始的时候，我们问的问题是。在这个现在这个世上这种困难的情况下，教会的角色是什么？
Let me remind you, you and I are the church.
再提醒大家，你和我就是教会。
The church meets here on Sundays.
我们的教会每个星期在这里聚会，星期天在这里聚会。
And during the weekdays, the church is in the world.
在这个平常的周不是周末的时候，我们的所有的人都在这个世界里面。
The world watches the church on Sunday, but also during the weekdays.
那么这个世界来在星期天，他们在观察这个教会，其实在每日也在观察教会。
The world is looking for answers, and we have the answers in the Bible.
那么世界是在寻找这个答案，我们是在圣经中是有这样答案的。
The world is looking for a model to follow, and we have the perfect model in Christ.
这个世界需要寻找一个模型来跟随。那么我们在这个我们有耶稣基督这样一个楷模。
The world has no hope.And we have hope through Christ.
世界没有希望， 但是我们通过耶稣基督是有希望的。
The world is like the ship with no destination.
这个世界是一个就像那个毫无目标的这么一条船。
Dr. Ravi Zacharias made a statement about Martin Luther in Germany.
一位这个名字说不上来的，就是一位神学家曾经这样说过，这个马丁路德。
Martin Luther did not end clergy or pastorship.
马丁路德，这就是那个德国的这个教改的这个神学家。马丁路德并没有并没有将这个神职的这些职位来终止。
Martin Luther highlighted the fact that we are all pastors.
那马丁路德他显示我们实际上每个人都是神的这个都是神职人员。
We have the same responsibility of carrying God's word into the world.
我们有责任把神的话语带到这个世上，在这个世上来操练，来显现。
Saint Francis of Assisi made a statement one time.
圣弗朗西斯曾经说过，这样说
：Preach the gospel every day, and when necessary.Use words.
Preach
the gospel every day, and when necessary, use words.
他说每天讲道，对不起，我看一下。
On page
7. 他是这样，就说，每天传福音，每天都需要传神的福音，需要用语言的时候你就用一下语言。
So you and I have a responsibility of representing Christ.
我们都有这个义务来代表基督。
Not just the pastor from the pulpit.
不仅仅是这个在讲台上这个牧师，
but by using each and every gift God has given us.
我们要用神赐给我的每一样恩赐来传福音。
Remember, the world watches and looks for answers.
我们要记住，这个世界在看我们，也世界在从我们中寻找答案。
Friends, if you do not know how to become a member of the family of Christ.
如果你不知道怎样成为一个这个神的家庭的这样一员的话，
If you do not know him personally,
如果你不是亲自认识他的话，
I encourage you to speak to one of the elders or someone that you know.
那我鼓励大家跟这种属灵里的长者来交谈。
So that you can become part of his family.
来，这样能变成这个神的大家庭的一员。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for the role that you have given us as a church.
我们感谢你，给我们作为教会这样的角色。
We thank you for the wisdom to live together.
我感谢你给我们的智慧，让我们生活在一起。
We thank you, Lord, for the example of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你通过耶稣基督给我们的楷模。
We thank you, Lord, that you have sent us your Holy Spirit.
我们也谢谢你带圣灵来到我们中间。
Lord, allow us to commit.And submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit.
让我们献上我们自己在圣灵前面。
So that we can, Lord, display the character of Christ.
我们这样才能够把这个神的 基督的这个特征表现出来。
And Father, that you can say,
所以是天父你这样，你所以可以这样说，
Well done, good and faithful servant.
你做得很好，你是这样，你好，你是我的好仆人。
So that you can love,
你可以爱我，
the church as your bride.
爱这个教会作为你的 心腹。
We ask this in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
我们这样祷告是以你圣子耶稣基督的名。
Amen.